You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast.
When someone steps on your foot, if you don't have a corn, you don't cry. It's still inconvenient that they stepped on your foot, but typically you're wearing shoes. And the pain isn't so much that it brings you to tears. But if you have a corn and they step on the same foot, you yell out in pain. You might overreact and swing and hit them because you have a wound that's tender, a sore spot, a place that hasn't healed. It's the same thing for many of us with some of the inner things that we're going through. It's not until someone steps on that corn, pushes on that wound, touches that area that's tender, that you wince, lash out, reach out, react, and respond at times negatively. So my challenge is, why are you not letting that corn, that wound, get back to 100% healed? Because as long as it's there, someone can poke their finger on it, someone can step on it, and boy, will it bring you to tears. See, I know this firsthand, because just like many veteran leaders, I saw things, did things that left wounds. And when those wounds are pushed on, I feel that pain. I wince. I try to protect. I get defensive. If we are to heal and get better, we have to do hard work. We have to face those places that are painful and bring them back to health, so that we can move to the levels of life that we desire to get to. Now, it could be mental health. Maybe your thoughts are toxic and negative. And how you think about yourself, how you see yourself, is causing you to compromise. Maybe it's your physical health. Maybe you've gained a ton of weight since leaving the service. And you need to humbly make some changes, but it's hard for you. Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe you've been through a few divorces, or maybe your marriage isn't where it should be, or your relationship with your children isn't where it should be, or maybe your relationship with your parents is not where it should be. Because of hurts, things that have happened, things that it's pretty sore to forgive or get over. Or maybe it's money. Maybe there's not enough. There's way more bills than money. Maybe your credit is not where it should be. Sore areas. Maybe you like toys more than you invested. Or maybe some investments blew up. Bad home purchase. That flipping those homes didn't work out quite as soon as you needed it to. And when those sore areas get poked on, stepped on, prodded, you yelp in pain because it's painful. My challenge to you is that today you write down the top three areas that you're going to work on for the next 60 days. Allowing it to heal. It won't be easy. But if you work on your mind, if you work on your health, if you work on balance, it will start to improve. It will start to heal. Here's the truth. It won't get better on its own. And if you're waiting for time to heal all wounds, Why are you still wincing when someone steps on that foot with the corn? Because time didn't heal the wound. Changing your shoes might, changing your posture might, maybe even having someone operate on that toe. But time alone won't heal that wound. So go deep. Don't be afraid to do the heart work. You've done harder things than have to heal from your emotional, mental, and physical scars. You can master money. You can master your thoughts. You can master your health. Will it be hard? Absolutely. Will it take work? Absolutely. Will it take time? It will take a lot of time, but you can get it done. Veteran leaders, we have to reach out and hold each other accountable to do the hard work, to go to those places internally that at times we're afraid to go. But if we don't go there, we betray our families, we betray our communities, we betray the legacy of our service. And for the patriots in the room, we even betray our country. We should be the biggest asset to our country because we understand service at the highest level. But because we have these wounds, these areas of hurt, these areas of pain, these areas we refuse to take a look at so it can heal, many of us, our legacy is toxic.
The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com. Visit for more on human performance insights and results coaching.